listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices, and we are here with Bob Ide from Fox 56.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No time to chit-chat. We have a lot going on, so let's jump right into it.
You got it, sir. So we're going to start with the local Penguins.
The local Penguins played last night, so as we've told you before, we record this on Wednesday.
Yep.
So we don't know what they did, but it is a best-of-five series against the arch rival, Hershey Bears.
Okay.
They beat them five games this year. They played 10 overall regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
But Hershey's been reinforced with guys from the Washington Capitals.
Okay.
They beat Bridgeport in their first round, 2-0. 11 days off for the Penguins until that game last night. So, you know, it's going to be a long series. And I had a chance to talk to a lot of the Penguins at practice this week, including their coach, Kirk McDonald. And I asked them, what's it take to win a best-of-five series?
Okay, let's hear from Kirk McDonald.
I think the team that's able to get to their game and play to their abilities the best and the quickest, right? And sustain that. Like, in my experience, it's you're going to make adjustments, but, there's so much other going on and on the outside and talk and all this, but, like, at the end of the day, like, we know what we are as a group, and I think we have to go in with the mindset that we're a really good team for a reason. We're not going to stray from that because now it's the postseason. Like, we're going to go out and play to our identity, and we're going to do it from the drop of the puck Thursday, and I think to me that's the key. And I'm sure they're saying the same thing, don't get me wrong. And I think that's what I mean. Like, the team that's willing to do that and get to their game right away and stick to it throughout 60 minutes is going to have the success.
All right, so that was Kirk McDonald. And Bob, where are they playing?
They're at the arena for two games.
Okay.
It's a five-game series, as we said. Two at the arena, two at Hershey.
Okay.
And then if game necessary, five back at the arena. So they have home ice advantage. They were the second seed in the Atlantic Division.
Okay.
But it's Hershey. I mean, they won 13 Calder Cups.
Yes.
They recently won it 2 years ago and the year before that.
Right.
It's a great organization, and they're playing really well. The Penguins stumble sometimes in the playoffs, but I have confidence. I like this Penguins team.
Okay.
I really like the goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
Love the goaltending. And you get a hot goalie or two, as Penguins have, they win. I'm going to take the Penguins in five, but don't be surprised if it's four.
All right, sir. Understood. We're going to talk about another coach here, Ben O'Brien.
Yes, former Dunmore High School, University of Scranton coach. Of course, we started out the year talking about him beating Pittsburgh and his Lady Orioles, right?
Yep.
And they waited all the way to where the national championship game, where, of course, they lost.
Yes.
He's lost seven games in his four-year career at the University of Scranton.
Okay.
Well, and I talked to him after their ceremony, and I kind of jokingly said, now you're going to go to the next level? Like, you're going to move on? He's like, I don't know. That's not in the cards. But remember, the last coach at the University of Scranton who had success, Trevor Woodruff, is the coach at Bucknell.
Okay.
Didn't take long, less than a month. Lafayette scooped him up.
Mm-hmm.
He was introduced Monday as their new coach. I also had a chance to talk with him.
Okay. Let's hear from Ben O'Brien.
Has this always been in the cards? Is this something you always dreamed of or wanted to coach in Division One?
Not really. I just, whatever job I have, I'm just trying to do the best I can, put everything I have into it, and take opportunities as they come. So this was an opportunity that was just very exciting to me, and you know, I'm ready to put everything I have into it.
What's the biggest challenge you think you're going to face?
I think the biggest challenge is you're meeting a brand new team.
Mm-hmm.
You're the colleagues and people you're working with on a daily basis, all new. So just building the relationships that I think are a prerequisite to any kind of success take time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anxious and excited to get going on those types of things.
So that was Ben O'Brien.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about another hometown success story, Dom DeLuca, who was, lighting up Facebook on Saturday night.
He was lighting up. And congratulations to him. He wasn't drafted, as we kind of thought.
Right.
But he was an undrafted free agent. So he signed. A lot of these guys signed, including a bunch of Penn State guys. He goes to Baltimore, which is, great.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to try to make the Ravens, as an undrafted free agent. I mean, he's a great special teams guy.
Okay.
And I think that's where he'll find his niche.
Okay.
He's got a lot of heart, soul, and he's fast. So good luck to him. You know what? Congratulations. Anytime you can get an NFL camp, it's a great thing.
Yeah, good for Tom. The Yankees' top prospect is with the Railriders right now, right?
Mr. George Lombard, number one top prospect. He was called up because their other top three prospect, Jason Dominguez, is up with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Rodriguez, we talked to, we heard from a couple weeks ago. He's with the Yankees. So
yeah.
Yankees have some injuries, bring up some guys, get out and see him. He's the number one prospect for a reason. So you have Spencer Jones there, mm-hmm. and now you have Lombard, a great player. I'm excited to see what he brings to the team.
Okay.
And, you know, this is a great time to go see the Rail Riders play.
Okay. All right, so, Bob, it's going to be a busy weekend, isn't it?
It is, and it's going to be a great day Saturday. A bunch of things going on, including a girls' softball game at Tunkhannock. Williamsport taking on Williamsport taking on Tunkhannock, the Tigers.
Right.
Coming into our taping, they both lost one game each.
Okay.
So they're very good. They're the top teams in the district. Williamsport 6A, Tunkhannock in 4A, and Tunkhannock has a fabulous freshman, Michaela Howell, hitting .419, mm-hmm. five home runs, but her prowess, on the mound. Just a 2.9 ERA, one of the top players in the league. And on the other side, Williamsport, they're the Hack 1 champs. They won. Ashlyn Robinson's playing real well. Kate Solomon, Kinsley Kanad. And the Millionaires are always a good team. So it's a good softball day.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to run down to Scranton Memorial Stadium for Lackawanna College football.
Okay.
Their spring game. And then I'm going to go to the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins game at night.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, the PFFCA Big 33 small school game is the end of May. They have practice. We'll see that on Fox 56 next week. So I have a busy weekend coming up and a lot going on at this time of year, including track field, a lot of playoffs in high school sports. So we'll bring it all to you next week.
Okay. Folks, thanks for being here as always, and we will see you next week.